This is Gabby,
and this is Claire,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freedom Radio, and enjoy Everything Blue by TV Girl and George Clanton.
We'll be right back. 200. We'll be right back. réfléchir, faut toujours peser ses mots. Désobéir à tes désirs et t'adapter au tempo. Tu comprends pas tout, tout est trop flou. Comme si t'avais bu la tasse, noyé comme tous ces idiots. Les filles, elles respirent sous l'eau. Elles sont bien pires que dans Shakespeare. Elles ont des dents sous la peau. Joue les martyrs, cache un sourire. Un revolver dans le dos. Le grand méchant loup, elles sont partout. Tu sens monter la menace. Tu dis ça, t'es pas trop chaud. Mais c'est pas des gens comme il faut.
Like I'm waiting. Popping in here to read a quick
PSA about the Mystic River Reservation. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, and even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. I'm a frequent goer of Mystic, and so is Gabby.
Love it there. Thanks for the PSA, Claire. Now you're hearing Starry Night by Peggy Good night. Good night. Sorry if that was wrong. Yeah, talk to you soon. Shout out Miss Cynthia Becker, Claire's mom.
Hey, Mom.
Who just hit us with a good line, which was that house music because we were stuck in the house all day.
Yeah, it was rough. We went outside once and walked to the mini mart. That was all we did.
Yeah, luckily it was open, but it was a thrilling adventure at the time. The bar was low. Okay, bye.
Shout out John Max.
Hey, John Max. You're with me, Not that anyone is particularly interested, but I've actually seen Fisher live twice now. And it's insane. Highly recommend. Crazy experience, both times in Boston. Have you seen Fisher? Claire?
I think actually once. I get them confused. I saw Rufus. And
jealous.
Who else did we see? Most recently, the house artist that we saw was...
Murph?
Yeah, it's Murph. That was fun because they played Innerbloom there.
Oh, I didn't even clock that. Would have been fire. Anyways...
Hey guys. On the theme of house music, we wanted to talk a little bit about festivals that we've been to. One that I'm from the Bay Area, so I brought Gabby to Outside Lands in San Francisco.
Shout out Ava. Ava was Ava too. Who'd we see there? Like Cheat Codes? It's house kind of.
We saw Zed. That was crazy.
Oh, that was insane. Everyone should see Zed at one point in their life. Felt euphoric.
Yeah, we are trying to rally the troops to run it back next August. But
I think that's the only music festival I've been to.
Yeah, I went to one in Lake Tahoe when I was in literally like eighth grade or something called Snow Globe.
Ooh.
And it was definitely interesting because we were much younger than like the crowd in general.
Yeah.
So, but it was cool. We saw Doja Cat there randomly.
Whoa, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. All right. Now you're listening to...
Oh, Bottle Rock.
Oh,
I also
that's
went to
a
Bottle
big
Rock.
One.
Who was there? Like Cautious Clay, Hozier.
Cautious Clay. You recently put me onto them.
Mm-hmm.
Him? Them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is Barry Can't Swim, I Won't Let You Down.
One of my new favorites, honestly. Really like Barry Can't Swim. Yeah.
Can he swim? I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like he can't.
Yeah.
Free Barry.
Free Barry.
What an interesting DJ name, but like, it works.
Yeah. My friend Bella saw him live. Jealous.
Childhood is a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Still Riding. Give it a listen if you're into house music. Okay. Bye.
Queen.
Guys,
hey.
As we were walking over here, trudging through the snow, we passed people sledding or skiing and sledding on Prez Lawn, and we thought about our trip to Jackson Hole that I went with Gabby's family.
Yeah, the skiing's pretty amazing there. But there was a whole fiasco because Claire's flight, what exactly happened? Like, your flight got canceled?
Yeah, it was something like it got canceled, but my bag was already somehow, like, gate checked. And so I had to go retrieve it while trying to rebook my flight.
And then, like, while this was happening, your phone was dying?
Oh, right? My God. My new flight, like, I had a connection. And then I had to, like, make the connection, but I didn't have my phone because it died. So I tried to follow a person that I recognized for my flight, like, literally through the airport to get to my next flight, because we really wanted this trip to happen. And
yeah, and the cancellation happened, like, so you were already at the checked bag and everything.
I know.
Did I book your new, didn't I, like, somehow get you on a new flight? I was, like, on the chat. Like,
yeah.
Because at this point, my family had already left, so I was in Wyoming by myself, and I think it was, like, really snowing or something.
Mm-hmm. Because you were gonna be stranded there, and then of course, like, there's always some problem when we're trying to, like, collab. So
yeah, remember when I almost, like, my plane had, like, major something about the wings
to California for Outside Lands, right? Wait, no,
it was after that.
That was in December.
Yeah, it was exactly a year before the Jackson Hole fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
I was on this plane to visit Claire in California, and the wings on the plane, one of the wings, like, broke as we were going to land, and apparently, like, the flaps on the wing that go up, like, as you're landing are, like, really helpful part of the brake. I don't know. I was a little too panicked to know the science behind it, but it seemed like a pretty panicked situation.
Yeah,
but it was fine.
Yeah, it was scary because
I landed in, like, Utah somewhere. They had to do an emergency landing.
Yeah, no, I was watching your thing on Flight Tracker because I love doing that. Watching my friend's flights on Flight Tracker. Mm. And it, like, I saw your plane turn around in the air, and I was like, Gabby, what's going on? And she was like, there's, like, a problem with the wing.
Yeah, and also, like, we weren't even that far into the flight enough for me to have, like, good Wi-Fi, so half of my texts weren't sending. I remember being so stressed.
It was a little freaky.
This next song, my dear friend Anaya recently introduced me to this artist. It's pronounced
this is a good one.
Another. You know this song?
Oh, I thought it was Relax My Eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I recognize it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It looks like Anotra.
Wait, this is
A-N-O-T-R, but it's another. And it's called Relax My Eyes. So we'll be back.
And you just heard Voodoo by Lynn Paratrice and then White Rose by No Suits. Both kind of like Frenchy.
Yeah, what's this? There's a new wave of you guys are listening to Claire and Ava are into French house.
Yeah, well, recently. Yeah, she reminded me of this one artist that I like, Lynn Paratrice. And so we were listening to it in the car the other day, and then she started a new playlist. And that kind of inspired us tonight with our house theme.
Super cool, Claire. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Next time we'll be back with our opinions on sushi. Hey, John Max. Miss you. Okay, bye.
Enjoy.
Relax my eyes, I see flashing lights, and I'm not alone. Are you alright on the other side? I can feel you close. I feel alive, hear the drums get high, and the bass down low. Open your mind, we could dance all night.
I still hear your talk.